Philadelphia Mayor John Street has won re-election by handily defeating Republican challenger Sam Katz. The race took a surprising turn last month when reports surfaced of a federal investigation involving the mayor's office. Those reports seem to have helped the mayor. Brad Linder of member station WHYY reports from Philadelphia.
4 years ago, John Street and businessman Sam Katz competed in a heated race, which Street won by only 1% of the vote. Last night, with nearly all the votes in, John Street held a 16-point lead over his challenger. The mayor, flanked by state, local, and national Democrats, addressed a crowd of hundreds at his victory party.
I pledge to you that in the next 4 years, we are going to make you and this city proud. Thank you so very much. God bless you.
Street says his message of revitalizing Philadelphia's neighborhoods resonated with supporters throughout the city. But just 4 weeks ago, analysts were describing the mayor's race as too close to call. That all changed in early October when listening devices were found in the mayor's office and news surfaced of a federal corruption investigation involving the mayor. Counterintuitively, once this secret investigation became more public, Street started to see a double-digit lead in the polls. Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman Joe Hoffel.
Nobody knows where that investigation's going. If there's wrongdoing, it should be uncovered and punished, absolutely. But the timing of the bugging and then the leaks about it did not seem to be fair, and I think it actually helped John Street.
The Street campaign brought in national figures, including former President Bill Clinton and former Vice President Al Gore. The message, Republicans are trying to meddle in local politics. Al Gore called the Philadelphia mayor's race the first election of 2004. Pennsylvania is considered a swing state, and Gore says President Bush needs the state's 21 electoral votes to win re-election. That's a scary thought for many in Philadelphia, a city where Democrats outnumber Republicans 4-1. Mayor Street admits the federal probe may have worked to his advantage.
I do believe that there were some people who were very unhappy about the timing and the intensity of the leaks. I found that in traveling around the city, there was almost a uniform reaction to that whole episode.
Republican challenger Sam Katz had been alleging cronyism and patronage in city government for months before listening devices were found in the mayor's office. He cites the mayor's brother almost winning a $1.2 million contract at the Philadelphia airport and a ticket-fixing scandal where a city official was accused of ignoring parking tickets for politically connected individuals. In his concession speech, Katz urged Mayor Street to clean up city government.
I urge the mayor and I urge all the leaders of this city to take a step back and take a look at us, the people of this city, and to recognize that the political leaders of the city don't exist for their own purposes. They're not put in these offices in order to line the pockets of their friends. They are the people's servants, and the people need service, and the people need help.
Even some Street supporters are concerned about the federal probe. Linda Henson cast her vote for Street early yesterday morning. She says the mayor's focus on eliminating blight in city neighborhoods, combating drug crimes, and providing funding for education all make him an attractive candidate. But she hopes his next 4 years aren't dogged by scandal.
This is certainly a wake-up call for him. There's certainly a perception that it's a little bit too much in the, you know, my friends are going to get the goodies category.
Henson says she's concerned that Philadelphia has a long history of patronage, and federal investigation aside, she'd like to see strict rules put in place to eliminate Philadelphia's pay-to-play system. Just last week, a city council member introduced legislation which would bar any company seeking to do business with the city from making campaign contributions to any candidate for city office. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.